Who would have thought after 5 months I would be free? Being closed off from the world opened my eyes. The breeze was fresher, the sea was saltier, and the pebbles on the beach were rounder as I sat gratefully for this freedom. I couldn't believe that she took this from us. Hearing children laughing and playing with families gathering around, enjoying their lunch and ice creams was a true delight. But she kept us trapped, excluded from the world, slowly and secretly killing us. We worked together to defeat it and survive. So I thought, will she ever leave us alone? At that moment in the seaside, I didn't care at all. All I could think about was how lucky we were to finally be out soaking up the sunlight, who was shy and hardly shows itself in the grey skies. I played, laughed, and appreciated the natural landscapes that surrounded us. All of my emotions weaved into one another, but I was determined to love every bit of my day without her disturbing it for once, even though at the back of my mind, she still had me greatly concerned. My creative mind unleashed a different side to it I had never experienced before. I flourished in my arts like she was, and I was finally able to have control over something in my life that she took away. I accepted that she would never leave, but over time I was encouraged to still carry on with my life. My passion for art and using resources around me grew and grew, ironically, like she did.